93.7, the River City's classic rock, 7 minutes away. We'll give you $1,000. And today at 6:50, the one, the only, Mr. Skin. He's going to be on the show today. He's the guy. You call us up and you go, hey, Mr. Skin, I'm a fan of so-and-so. Any actress you can think of, you call up and you go, hey, man, I'm like a Alyssa Milano fan. What movie can I see Alyssa Milano's butt or chest in? Where can I see her naked? And he goes, well, the movie you need to get is this movie, that movie, and that movie. And you need to fast forward in this movie 1 minute and 38 seconds in or 42 seconds.
That's the cool part about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And today he's going to show off his monkey trick with you. So you call in, you ask him about your favorite celebrities, favorite movie stars, and he'll tell you which movies they get naked in. We'll do that at 6:50. I was talking about getting a straight razor, safety razor, or something cheaper than buying these damn cartridges, because I'm done. I'm not going to buy the refills anymore. I'm sick of stupid Gillette and Bic. I'm done with it. And I'm thinking, is this one of those things, because I want to save money and I want a good shave, but is this going to be one of those things where you think you're going to go out and you're going to save money, but you really don't? This is what I'm getting at. And I know it's early, but what was the thing? What did you do or buy thinking that you'd save money, but you didn't, or it turned out to be too much work? Because people are always like, oh, well, I can collect rainwater. And I think it's a good idea to take all my soda and beer cans and put them in a bag in the garage, and then I'll recycle them. Well, whatever those things are, people are always trying to cost cut and do things to either save money, or they want it to be more natural, or they want it to be better. But then you look at it, and a year down the road, you're like, crap, that was so stupid. It was a waste of time. It was a waste of money. It was more expensive than I thought. There's all these things out there that people do. So, what have you done thinking that you would save money, but it turned out that you didn't, or it was just too much work? It was a big hassle. You're like, eh, screw this. This is dumb.
Easily off the top of my head, I could say everything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nothing. You've never done anything to save money.
No, everything has cost me more money than I have previously anticipated.
Oh.
But I mean, one thing after another, dude. I have done can savings. I've tried to put them in a bag and take them out. And it takes me, I don't know if you remember me telling you this, 6 months, 9 months to get enough cans saved up just to take my wife out to dinner.
Yeah, you get like $30, whatever. You know? Yeah, and back in the day, you know, I used to drink more beer than I do now. We were keeping them, and my wife said, "Oh, you don't have to worry about it. I'll do it." Because I said, "I don't want ants. I don't want sticky stuff. I don't want that in the garage." And she said, "All you have to do is put them in that bag, and I'll take them back." And then I'd go out there, and there's two bags. She goes, "Well, I'm waiting for three bags. Then I'm going to take them all in. Then there's four bags. Then there's five bags." I said, "Hey, when are you going to take these in?" "Well, there's so many now. Can we take them in your truck? Will you help me?" And I said, "See." So then we go through a thing or a phase where we just throw the cans away, and then you feel guilty because all that aluminum and all that money,
you know,
just,
you're not recycling now.
And then you go back, and so we're always, I think people are always off and on with the recycles. And if you live in city, you know, you got the can that separates everything, and you put these in there and those in that. Me, I just have one dumpster, you know, so I just end up throwing them in there. And then after a while, you get the guilt trip, and you're like, okay, we're going to start recycling again. And it's this one big wave after another. It's an up and down, you know, valleys and hills.
Well, how do you know how many bags it's going to take before you can turn them in and then have a worthwhile amount of money so that it's something that you feel good about? You know what I mean? For each person, it's going to be different. You give me $10, I feel like I've accomplished something. But for you, you save up all that those cans, you put them in a bag, you go in and get $10. You're going to be probably a little pissy about that.
Well, it's not about the money, like what I'm making out of the cans. To me, it's the hassle and taking them down there that I don't want to do it. I don't care about the money. It's just really
the act of it.
Yeah, you got to go down there and you got to wait in line, and everyone's down there, and the place stinks, and there's hornets all over, and it's always seems like it's always like wet, and there's puddles, and the folks that are down there are just really unsavory, and it's just a mess. You're dumping cans in a trash can, and they got to weigh it. It just sucks. It sucks.
I don't mind that. I actually like that entire experience. It's kind of cool for me.
What's going on? Tim, you got one. Something you thought would save you money, but it didn't, or it was way too much work. What's up?
Well, morning, guys. Love the show. Long-time listener.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
What I got is those Keurig K-Cups, right? So I went from a pot coffee to these Keurig K-Cups, and I feel like I spend a ton more money on these stinking cups than I do, you know, just making a pot of coffee.
Well,
so I know it's small or whatever, but it kind of bugs me.
Well, no, but see, that's the thing. Everybody's got, like, something that they buy or something they want to do because they want higher quality or they want to save money. And that's a perfect thing right there, Tim, because my wife, she was one of the first people to run out and buy these things.
Man, you had that thing a long time ago.
And I was like, why are you going to buy that? She's like, guys, you know, whenever I'm out or whatever, if I stop and I buy one, you know, because that's what the commercial said. You go to Starbucks, it costs this much, the little coffee. Well, then what she's doing, she's drinking 3 or 6 or 7 or 10 coffees a day, and then like girls would come over. Oh, try this flavor, try that. She was sucking through them. Yeah. She was just pounding the coffee. She was wanting to try all this stuff, and then finally the damn thing broke, and I jumped for joy. And she said, "Oh, I want to get another one because you can make tea and it has instant hot water." Well, what we did is we got, and this is what you got to try, Tim. You got to get a French press. That's what you do.
Yeah.
A French press.
You get a French press, and all it's got on it is a plunger. And I hate coffee. I do not drink coffee, but my wife likes it. And all you do is you take a scoop of coffee, you put it in there, you heat your water up for 3 minutes. You know, you can do it in the microwave. If you don't want to do it on the stove, you pour it in there, and then you got coffee. So total time, it takes you like 6 minutes for a cup of coffee, but you're getting just pure ground fresh coffee. It's easy.
Right.
I've never seen that before, but that sounds delicious.
You know, it smells good. I love the smell of coffee.
I love coffee in the morning, too.
I can't drink it.
You're not alone in that in the Keurig thing, though, because I hear that from everyone, that they get a Keurig machine, and they feel like they spend more money buying the actual cups.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Than they did when they just bought, like, a thing of Folgers.
Yeah, you're scooping it.
Mm-hmm. And the boxes, you know, you get like whatever it is, 32 of them, but it's, you know, $25 or whatever it is for this coffee that you like. And then, you know, you got a small cup, medium cup, big cup. So if I feel like if I don't do a big cup every time, no matter what, that I'm wasting even more money. So if I do a small cup, you know, anyways, it just...
the other thing, too, is remember when they came out, they were all plastic. And then there was this big Keurig's going to ruin the landfills.
Right, right. And what are they now?
They make them out of, they make them cardboard, or they're more biodegradable now. Then they started making like a net that you put in there that's small, and then you take your own coffee scooper and you put it in that little cartridge. So you can run your own coffee.
And then that thing leaks.
And then it leaks.
It leaks and you get coffee chunk grounds in your coffee. So I have one of those because I'm like, oh, well, I'll just get this net and then I'll just grind my own coffee.
That sounds like that'd be the ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get grounds in your coffee every single time. It never fails. I don't know what the deal is with that.
That's okay, though.
Right.
Because what I was always told by my grandpa and my father, a couple grounds in your coffee, that's like real man stuff. That's how they did it back in the day in the cowboy days. They'd have a couple grounds in their coffee.
Yeah, it's because they didn't have filtration. That's why they did it. The cowboys, everyone thinks the cowboys did everything the right way, that it was manly.
Absolutely. They strayed it through a bandana.
Yeah, it's because they had to. Yes, they would straight it through the horse saddle or their boots or their sock.
You've never had coffee until you've had it strayed through a cowboy booted sock.
Yeah, the Cowboys didn't do that because it was better. They did it because they had to. Everyone thinks being a Cowboy's macho. Sucks.
You never had coffee until you've chewed a little bit of it.
Yeah, everyone thought they chewed tobacco in the day. It was coffee grounds they were spitting out. Tony, welcome. What's up?
Hey, I just thought I'd chime in a little bit about the, you know, collecting aluminum cans and having the guilt thing and if it's profitable or not. Joe, you might like this one. You know, I've done that. You know, 2-3 bags in the garage kind of thing and loaded up the truck to go down, stand in line, turning my recycling for, what, $15-$20?
Yeah.
If you're busy, drop it off with one of the guys in the line. Make their day, get some good karma back. Hey, you don't got time to settle for it, but then you're not throwing away. No guilt. Then you get a little good karma back.
Oh, you're talking about just rolling up to where they're sitting there waiting to pay to go into the dump, or you just give it to somebody, give them some extra.
Yeah, but are they...
There's four guys there, give them each a bag, and then drive off. Yay, have a good day.
But if I'm going to load the cans up and drive to the recycler, I'll be goddamned. I'm going to hand them off to someone else in line and just drive off. I've already done the hard work. Now it's about collecting the money. I'm not going to give them my cans after I stored them, hauled them, and then drove them down. No.
What is hard work about putting a bag full of aluminum cans in your truck?
It's not hard. It's just tedious. It's one of those things you just hate doing. It's like shaving. It's like you got to get up, you got to shave. It just sucks.
You know, that good karma thing might come back if I find a 20 in the parking lot on the way home.
Okay.
Well, I like the way he thinks right there.
That's awful.
That's the guy that gets his wallet returned to him when he loses it.
Brian, welcome. That's a guy that doesn't know his wallet. No, it's not. There's nothing in it. He hands his cans away. He doesn't have any money in his wallet.
Did you hear him? He's got a 20 in there. He found it in the parking lot.
What's up, Brian? Welcome.
Morning, guys. Hey, long-time listener since the meth lab.
Wow, right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, and hands-free, baby.
Wow, there it is. Good morning. We got the cash coming up right after Brian. Brian, make it quick so we can give away the money.
All right, man. When I was single, going grocery shopping was always a waste of money.
Hmm.
How?
Because, the stuff would sit, and when I get off of work after a 12-hour day, I don't feel like cooking anything. So it was just cheaper for me when I got off of work to just stop somewhere and grab something to eat, go home, have dinner, get ready for the next day of work.
I gotcha. See me, I hate when my wife goes shopping because she has to feed me, her, and my son, and that's a lot more expensive. I would love to be single and go to the grocery store because it would be so much cheaper and easier. You know, you just cook stuff and then you're done. But when you have to feed a family, it's like, golly.
Well, the way you do it, too, you'd cook it and you'd actually go through what it is that you have in the fridge because you'd probably buy fresh vegetables and you'd probably buy the good stuff. And you like to cook, so you would do it. But what I found for myself was I would go to the grocery store... Much like what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And it's sitting in my cabinet. All the girls, before me and Emily got back together, any girl that would come over and want to make something or eat, we'd get like a box of Rice-A-Roni.
And it's got weevils in it.
Well, everything. Uh-huh. I found, not even that, my ketchup. My, ranch dressing was not expired because I did go through that quite a bit. But anything else was expired.
It was all old.
Oh, your eggs are old. Oh, this is old. That's old. Whatever else. Emily gets back in the house. She goes, you don't have any food we can eat.
It's all expired.
But I said, yes, but the food I eat is like processed. So you can eat expired food. I ate it that way and I seem fine.
Yeah, they just put that date on there because they just have to.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's anything you should pay attention to.
No, Kraft singles will last a lifetime.
Yes, they do. Until the little corners get hard.
Oh, that's rotten. That is rotten. When the corners get hard, it turns orange.
Or you just break those off.
Oh, yeah, then you got cheese chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they invented Cheez-Its. Here comes the money. Coming up today, Mr. Skin at 6:50. Hold on.